Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, that was
a line. All right. All right. What's up? What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I am one of your hosts, Chad.
I'm your other host, Gabrielle. What is going on? How y'all been?
Hopefully well.
Yes. I feel like it's been more than a week. Just like by a couple days.
Yeah, it's been a little over a week.
Yeah, I feel like it's just been a minute since we've filmed the podcast. It hasn't been that long, though, but it feels like we're just late
because we've been traveling. We traveled this last week when we normally would film it, so we are filming it now that we're back.
Yes, at the end of the week. Happy Sunday.
Yes.
Because you're going to get this as soon as we finish it. Exactly.
So it's not going to be long, with that being said.
What's been going on?
What's been going on?
So, last time we talked, I just don't even remember what happened the last time we talked.
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. Last time we talked, we told you about Disney World.
We've talked to them since then.
Have we?
I don't know. Y'all, what was the last episode that we did? I'm pretty sure it was past Disney World. Are we crazy?
No, there was one more. Yeah, there was one more.
I know I'm not crazy.
We talked about...
What were we talking... Oh!
We talked about Auntie.
We talked about Auntie, and thank you to everyone for your condolences and prayers. We really, really appreciate it. Yes, thank you so much for that. It was just life updates. And we said we was going to come back and talk about the books we're listening to.
Yes.
And we never did that.
So we never did
that. So in theory, we should be doing that today. Yeah.
So we can skim.
But we may come back to that.
We may come back. We this is a quick one because, again, it is Sunday. Yeah. We want to spend time with family, and I want to do an hour and a half run. I don't want to, but your boy has to. Yes. But before we get into the rest, the actual podcast, let's get into this intro. Because you ain't going to get me today.
All right. So let's see. If you're watching, you've noticed that I have different hair because I put in hair for our trip. We just went to Jamaica.
Yes, it was amazing.
And it was fantastic. If you're not watching and you just happen to be listening to us, come on over to YouTube. You can actually watch this episode.
Yes.
Let's Make Out Podcast. You can find us there. So we went on vacation, you guys.
We did. Do you want to tell a crazy story before vacation?
And it was crazy. First of all, so Bev has now become a full-blown COVID
conspiracy theorist
because, okay. So if you don't know, for travel out of the country, most countries have their own, their own set of rules.
How many days you need to have a COVID
test. How many days
test.
You have to have a test before you have to present a negative test, blah, 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 blah.
And Jamaica used to be like 10 days, and then they moved it to within 3 days.
Oh, I didn't know that it used to be 10 days. We had to have a negative test within 72 hours of our flight. So we scheduled our test at, CVS. We were going to take the PCR test because it has to either be the PCR test or the rapid antigen test.
Yes.
So we had our test. Very next day, we get the test back.
We were worried about getting the results in time, but they came back.
They came back the very next day. And Chaz was negative.
Yeah.
And mine was positive.
I mean, we were sitting there at the table
with my mom, with Kelly,
and Gracie.
Because we had just hung out. They came over for like Pizza Friday, I feel like. And we were just like hanging out.
Talking about buzzkill.
because we were having such a great time.
So immediately she goes,
gets a mask, goes into the other room, because I'm like, what?
So we didn't believe it because she had no symptoms. She wasn't, so we didn't believe
not
it.
Not that you cannot have COVID without any symptoms. But we didn't believe it. Let's not say that. But
I mean, I had very slight symptoms when I had COVID. So yes, I mean, what I mean is she had nothing that made us think that she would have COVID, right?
Yeah.
So
babe leaves. He goes to CVS.
Remember, my test was negative.
Yes. So
my
test was negative. So I go, you know. I'm in the room. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I need to be isolated, because here's another thing. Like, I don't really know what the precautions are when you've been vaccinated. So I was like, you know, Googling on my phone, trying to figure out. So, okay, so do I still isolate now? Like, when I'm vaccinated, how does this work? Blah, blah, blah. So in my research, what I found is that the chances of passing COVID is lessened when you have had the vaccine, but that still doesn't mean that you don't have to quarantine. Like, yeah, you don't have to isolate yourself.
So she still isolated.
So I still isolated myself. I mean, but mind you, we have been together with everybody all day. Okay. So exactly. It was like, okay.
So I go off to CVS.
So I'm like freaking out. Like literally just freaking out, because I'm thinking of, you know, where I've been, who I had just hung out with, Nana. Like just all of these things going through my mind. And I'm like, oh my God.
So I was like, look, here's what we're going to do. You know, calm down, relax, do as much as you can. I'm going to go to CVS and get some take home, at home tests.
Yes.
So,
Babe gets one for everybody.
I get one for everybody. So, you know, so everybody took a test, including the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she even took one.
Yes.
They were all negative.
All negative.
Not even a faintest of line.
Nothing.
Yeah, good
so,
job, baby.
I'm like, so, okay. So in the meantime, while he's gone, I'm like, I just need another test. Because
So we both scheduled her a test.
You know how you're like, there's this can't be. Like, it just felt... Okay. I don't know. It felt weird. So I was like, you know what? Just in case, let me take another one, you know.
First thing there was pray. First thing we did was pray.
That was the first thing we did was pray. You know, my mom was like, you're fine. Like, she's so
And
funny.
I believed it too, though. Like, I was like.
And I was like, I just, you know, if I'm not fine, it's okay if I'm not fine, but I don't want to jeopardize anybody else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was my biggest concern. Like, oh my goodness, my kids can't be vaccinated because they're not old enough. Kelly cannot be vaccinated. So it's just, you know, it's just like, oh my goodness, what in the world? So in the meantime, we scheduled two more tests for me the next day.
Yeah.
Just
two different places.
Just to make sure. Like, I just needed to make
sure. One was a different CVS and one was another lab, like, that does tests. Mm-hmm.
So, get up. So, I, you know, say my goodbyes to everybody. Like, I didn't hug anybody. I just came straight up to the room and went to sleep. I was, like, you know, crying and upset and all the things. So, I came up here. I went to sleep. Slept horribly because I just kept tossing and turning. So then I get up in the morning and I go and take both tests. So then we get both test results back and they're negative.
Negative. Plus the one that she took Friday night.
Was negative.
Was negative.
So it was just, it's just really interesting. So now, babe, feels like.
Yeah, mind you, and then we had to take a test to come back home.
Right, we had to get tested.
It was negative.
Like, all of us, 3 days after we had been there, I feel like.
It was negative.
It was negative also.
So, that's four negative tests to that one. So, my theory is, but I'm going to tell you my theory after we do our first sponsor.
Okay.
So, new sponsor, y'all. So, this sponsor, their name is Paint Your Life. So when I heard about, you know, when they reach out and, you know, to tell us about Paint Your Life, you know, it's paintyourlife.com. It sounded like a really cool idea. You know, I was like, okay, but I was thinking, and I'm gonna tell you what it is, but I was thinking it's gonna be expensive. You know, like, I'm like, well, were our peeps, were our listeners, you know, or our watchers really be interested? Because is it expensive? And well, it's actually not. So basically, what you can do with paintyourlife.com, you can get a professional hand painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. So I think that's pretty cool. Grab something that you want to, you know, to turn into a painting. I think that's really, really cool. You can choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. So not only do you get to get this picture, but then you get to pick the person and then, you know, like go through the whole process with them. So it's to your liking. I mean, I think that's a great thing. You know, and I think what's really cool is that it makes a perfect birthday, anniversary, or wedding gift, or any other gift, just a maybe because I love you gift, or you know, to someone, or even just to yourself. We haven't ordered ours yet, so we're going to order one so that we can show you it soon. But the website is very easy to use. I did go through the website and kind of just look at how it, you know, it's laid out. Very simple process. So very excited for us to sit down and pick which, you know, image or what we want painted, because it's an important decision. You know, we're going to pick it together.
Right.
And, you know, we want to pick the right one for our first time. So, but we want you to check out Paint Your Life. So at paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded. Guaranteed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really nice. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word OUT, O-U-T, to 64,000. That's OUT to 64,000. Text OUT to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter the most to you. So terms do apply, available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, that's text out to 64,000. O-U-T.
I've been holding on to that.
Farewell.
Yeah, that's the jam.
Okay.
Anyway.
But yeah, check them out. So
yeah.
Back to my conspiracy theory.
Babe's theory is that places... Yeah, go ahead.
So here's my
thing. What is your theory? Look?
We all know, well, we all assume, some of us maybe don't know, I don't know for sure, but I assume that the pharmaceutical companies have a lot to lose if people aren't sick and aren't taking their medicine and aren't taking the tests that they prescribe or that they created. Because we might not be paying for tests.
Somebody paying for them.
Somebody's paying for them. So they're making money off of these tests. So if no one is getting a positive COVID test, then no one needs to take a test again. But if people are getting getting you know, positive test, then they'll have to take another test at some point in time to make sure they're good to go. So I don't know. The government, I don't know.
I don't know that I believe in that theory.
But quotas
are a real thing.
Quotas are a real thing.
Yeah.
And so
quotas are a real thing.
Maybe this clinic had a quota. I hate to say it. I hate to think it. But we live in the world that we live in today.
I mean, it's interesting.
How does she go to another place 2 days later, two different places, plus a take-home test? Go ahead.
Well, the take-home test was 1 day later. And then the other test was 2 days later. But there is also the thought that maybe I did have it and didn't know, and it was just gone by then. Like, it's really interesting because you don't know. So then I'm reading all the things, researching all the things. And of course, you know, I don't know if this stuff is legit or not, but it just talks about how people can test positive for months after having a positive. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can take a while for you to test negative. So it is just, really, I don't know. I don't know the reason. I don't know if I had it. I do know that, you know, we had talked about this on the vlog. I was talking about I had drainage. You know, it was just like allergies is what I thought it was. But, I mean, I don't know, you know. It's just one of those things, like.
I have drainage on a regular just because my allergies suck. So.
I don't know. So but the quota thing is a real thing. It's like, it kind of ties into this book that I'm listening to about what to eat. How Not to Die is what it's called. And it just talks about how eating plant-based is, you know, the best thing for you. But it also talks about how it goes through, like, every single... The premise is that nobody dies from old age. And it's that everything that causes death, like they did, like, you know, a survey, and it's like the top three killers are preventable diseases. So, you know, heart attack, diabetes, stroke.
Yeah.
These are all directly related to what you're eating. Yeah. And he just talks about how, you know, doctors don't get nutrition. Like, they only get a certain amount of hours of, like, nutrition.
It was staggering, what you told me.
It's very, very little. Like, maybe 12 hours or something like that of all of their medical training.
You're a medical doctor and that's right. all?
Right. And, you know, and it just talks about how they're, I mean, obviously, like, they are taught to treat disease, not to cure it, to treat it. You know what I'm saying? Pharmaceutical industry is an actual industry. Like, we know this. They have to, somebody got to be sick to benefit from it.
There's pharmaceutical reps. You see them with suitcases full of pills and samples yes. that they go around the clinics.
So it's like, so the guy was explaining how we live long, like, the lifespan is longer now than it was, you know, I don't know, 50, 100 years ago or something. But the quality of life we live is not better. We're living longer because the medication allows people to function longer with the illness versus when you didn't have the medication or whatever, like, you know, there was nothing to counter it. But your quality of life is still poor because, you know, you're mm-hmm. relying on this medicine. It's not, you're not 100%. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it was just, the book is really eye-opening. It's one of those things, like, I've started listening to it. I had to, like, stop listening to it because I don't want to, like, jump on a bandwagon. And, like, y'all know how I'm a meat eater. I love meat. So the thought of not eating it.
She loves the meats.
The thought of not eating it is, like, really crazy, but there's so much research and evidence out there about how a plant-based diet is really what we should all be striving for. And it doesn't necessarily mean, like, no meat at all, but even just, and I was telling Babe, maybe if we shift our mindset to not eliminating things, but just increasing more plant-based items. You know what I'm saying? Like, whole foods, nutrient-dense foods, like, not the, you know, the faux meats and the stuff like that, but actual, like, vitamins. Actual, like, vegetables. And you know what I'm saying? He was just talking about all the antioxidants and all of the benefits that we're of not, having whole nutrient-dense foods. And I feel like we need a total overhaul because we eat basically the same types of things, and you know what I'm saying, and it's a lot of protein.
You think about it too is that all of the supplementation that we take, you know, today, just down to your general vitamins.
Yeah,
trying to, like, vitamins. I don't think that God made food to not have the things that we needed.
Right. No, you know we should be getting all of that from our food.
Exactly. Yes. So, but because people, you know, us included, don't eat these nutrient rich whole foods. We're not getting the things that we need. So we're low on, you know, B12, we're low on iron, zinc. Yeah. I mean, just the list is endless.
It's just crazy.
We think bananas are the top potassium getter. That was, you know.
Yeah, he said it was like 1,050 on the list of potassium.
Which is crazy because I guarantee you've heard potassium.
To get your banana, get a banana. If you got low potassium, eat a banana. And it's like, no, you should be eating sweet potatoes. Like, just little stuff like that. We hear things and we take it as law and then we don't do the research to back up, you know, like, we don't really know. It's just really interesting.
You back it up? That's what you said?
Shut up.
That's what I heard.
Anyway, that took me on a tangent, but he was just talking about how, because the whole book started because his grandmother was diagnosed with heart disease. And then she went to a doctor in California who was doing this, you know, trial where he was taking people with heart disease and different conditions and putting them on a plant-based vegan diet. And his grandmother did it, and her heart disease was gone. Like, gone. And this man has been doing it with people for years, and he's just like, I was waiting for the pharmaceutical.
The guy in Game Changers.
I don't know. He was like, I was waiting for the pharmaceutical, you know, the doctors and things to, like, come out and, you know, tell these people this, and it's just like, it's still this big secret because I mean, if nobody is sick, then all these companies suffer, you know?
It's the same instance.
With, like, cancer. I wholeheartedly believe there's a cure for cancer. 100%. Absolutely. And he was talking about how, why do you think people who have Alzheimer's and it's another disease, he said the treatment plan is to immediately put somebody on a plant-based diet. Why do you think that is? You know what I'm saying? It's mind-boggling. Listening to the book, it's called How Not to Die.
It's funny that she says all this.
Y'all know how I feel about my protein.
Well, because remember when I went vegan, I can't get
protein from non-meat sources, but
remember when I went vegan? When I went vegan, for 84 days because I did. It was after watching the Game Changers documentary. And that's on Netflix if you want to see it. It's still there.
Yeah. It's by Michael Greer.
Yeah. And I felt amazing. I felt so good. So amazing. But I didn't do it in an educated way. Mm-hmm. So meaning I felt really good for 45 to 50 days. And then I kind of, you know, started getting, you know, not feeling as good as because I wasn't getting the macronutrients I needed.
Right.
Because I was replacing... You know, rich, you know, protein dense meats with like potatoes.
Yeah.
Well, that just doesn't equate. So I was missing out on some nutrients I needed. So next time, you know, or when we do this together, whatever we do, it'll be a process where we're educated along the way.
Yeah. I think that more than anything, we just need to start adding.
Exactly.
Yeah. More vegetables. And you talked about like spices and the antioxidants that are in spices and how just having like cinnamon on your oatmeal makes you like, you know, 50 times less likely to have a stroke or something like it's like the statistics here he's given in this book. I'm listening to it and I'm just like, wow. Like,
yeah.
So I'm trying not to like just go gung ho and be like, because I feel like there's a little bit of truth in a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to take it as complete law, but I am definitely like, I know that we need to be eating more nutrient-dense
I think that's where we need to
as
start.
A family,
I think that's
period.
Where we need to start.
We need to start incorporating it more. Now, whether we taper off on our meat eating or not, at least we are incorporating more nutrient-dense foods.
I think
and
it's
not
a good
just
start.
Eating for convenience. Because we eat a lot of things out of convenience. Like, I don't cook a whole lot. Babe doesn't cook a whole lot. It's just not something we enjoy doing. Yeah. So a lot of things are just easy, grab and go, you know, throw it in the microwave. It's packaged, it's processed. So, yeah.
Yes. Well.
That was the whole, like, getting to Jamaica. We went off on a complete tangent.
Yeah, but real quick, while we're on food.
We tie right into our next
sponsor.
Might
as well go to our second and last sponsor. Because it flows. It fits.
Yes.
Speaking of good food. We have always gotten good food from HelloFresh.
Always.
We've told you many times. So with HelloFresh, you can get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or less. You can try HelloFresh's quick and easy meals, 15 to 20 minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and more easy options, perfect for your busy lifestyle. I mean, literally, HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items each week. I mean, 50. So it's a lot of choices, including ready-to-eat salads, sandwiches, and soups. I mean, we have not had a bad meal with HelloFresh. I mean, I can't think of any bad meal.
They've all been so good.
And they all have a really good balance of what you're getting, you know. So it's definitely something good that you should try out. If you've had it before, then I'm probably sure you can tell people that you liked it as well. But we want you to check it out. So you can actually go to HelloFresh.com/14LMO. And use code 14LMO for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. So again, go to HelloFresh.com/14LMO and use code 14LMO for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. So check them out.
Check them out. Check them out.
But yeah, so that book, I actually started listening to it because it was an audiobook. So I started listening to it
as well. Oh, did you start listening to it?
I'm about 30 minutes into it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Because I think it's something if we do together.
Yeah, I think we would be able
we would
to
be successful.
Be a bit more successful when we're on the same.
Because it was hard by myself.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Because
yeah.
I was like, I'm not stopping. I'm not finna eat no meat.
No. And I didn't expect
her
to.
It
was something I wanted to try.
All of this. So I don't know, but I don't know the COVID thing. I really don't know. And you know, another thing that bothered me is that not a single person checked our tests. On the way to Jamaica. Yeah. Not the airline. I don't even think the hotel checked it when we got there. Did they ask for our test?
No, nobody checked it
in customs when we got to Jamaica. Like, not a single person asked for these test results.
Which
is a little alarming. Like,
yeah, which was crazy. Because we heard from some people at the resort that they had to, like, show theirs.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
they had to verify it. You know, which, I mean, we were ready. We had all our
pre-op tests. We had all the negatives. Yeah, well, only Chad and I, because the children 12 and under
didn't have to test.
Didn't have to
test. Except for when we coming back. So it wasn't a requirement for them to test to go to Jamaica, but it's a requirement to come back to the U.S.
Right.
But coming back,
we couldn't even check in like
three or four times.
Yeah, they checked it multiple times.
Stamped it, signed it.
Yes, before we came back into the U.S. So I don't know if that's a U.S. thing, like their U.S. is more strict on that. Like, it was just really weird. Like, it was weird. But, you know, we met people from, yeah, I think from like Ohio, and she was saying, you know, before they could check in, they had to like verify it. Yeah. So she used like an app to verify her tests and stuff like that. So crazy. It was just really weird. Like, why is nobody checking these tests? Ain't nobody finna check these tests? Like, ain't nobody? I was like, well, maybe they'll do it in Atlanta, because we had a layover in Atlanta getting there. I was like, well, maybe they'll do it before we get on the international flight. Nobody asked for it.
It was wild.
It was really interesting. It was wild. So we get to Jamaica, okay? We finally get there, and we had a great time.
We had a great time.
Say all that to say that the vacation was great.
Vacation was great. We just had, you know, yeah, it was just a wild, mm-hmm. you know, because because when the test came back positive, you know, that first one, we were like, I mean, the thought of going to Jamaica, it wasn't even the top of our mm-hmm. concern, right?
Like, that's what trip insurance
exactly. is. I mean, who cares? At that point, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, for whatever reason, we were meant to go through that scenario, maybe to tell the story to people, to get tested again. Maybe it's just to tell people if you get a test that's positive, go get tested again.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what the
there's so many reason. Different thoughts, because then it's also like, so say I had tested positive multiple times, and it's just like, had I not even had to take an international trip, I would have never known.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's kind of eye-opening again, in the sense that, like, you literally just don't know. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm walking around here, I'm vaccinated, so I've gotten a little bit lenient. Like, I go in places without my mask because I feel like, okay, I'm vaccinated, I can do that. But you just never know. Everybody does not have symptoms. So it's just crazy. It's like, we're not at the end. I think it was just an eye-opener. Like, yes, outside is opening up. We are all doing all the things, but COVID is still a very real thing. It is still very prevalent. And you know what I'm saying? And now with the Delta strand, like Delta the variant, it's like numbers are increasing. I think I saw a statistic that like all the states, like
I think California like changed their mask mandates
like everywhere. So it makes me think twice about, okay, well,
maybe we should put her, you know,
maybe I should still be wearing my mask even though I am vaccinated. And we feel like, oh, okay, you know, like the kids been wearing their mask, but you know, they're not vaccinated. Yeah. So it's just kind of like maybe we should be. So it's just it was a interesting experience.
Yeah, it was very interesting, and you know, it just, you know. So we hope this gives you just information, you know,
and
allows you to, you know, just to think differently and see, you know, someone else's experience and like, you know,
and
or
maybe
if it's happened to you.
It's happened to you. So where do we go? We went to Montego Bay.
Yeah.
This was our second time in Montego Bay. And we actually stayed at the same resort we stayed at with the kids in 2018.
Yes.
And it was Iberostar Rose Hall Suites.
Yep.
And we just had a really good time. It's a chill resort. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a chill resort with a great pool situation, like an infinity pool that looks
right
over the ocean. The ocean is great. I mean, you know, like, but the pool is so nice and so perfectly heated to the sun.
It's perfect.
That you just don't want to get out of the pool, you know, like
perfect.
Swim up bar situation. Reagan is so fearless now. She has her little floaties on her arm, so she can literally swim around the pool. Chad doesn't need anything. He's a swimmer. So we can just get in the pool and just be there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. Like, you know, I always say, like, when you travel with kids, it's not really a vacation because you can't really just check out. But actually, this time, it wasn't as bad, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't anything to do, obviously, so we created our own schedule. We just chilled, you know, but the kids were enjoying themselves. They weren't, like, really needy, I guess.
No.
I can think of, like, when we went to Cancun for Chad's spring break. Was it, like, 2 years ago? I think Reagan was just a little too small. It was just too much. Like, you couldn't even you know, but this time around it was nice. And like, they had a kids club, but Chad wasn't really feeling the kids club. Reagan wasn't old enough. She had to be four. So, I mean, we,
so this was our last trip.
It should be our last, like, to an all-inclusive where she
can't go into the kids club if she wanted to.
Like, the last night she went and they watched a movie. They were doing, like, a movie night, and they made pizza. It was only for, like, an hour.
She got to do that with her brother.
Yeah, and that was fun. But other than that, we was all together in the pool, go to the beach, come back to the pool. But we did give each other
shifts, though.
We did, yeah. Babe and I, we took shifts a couple days so we could have just some alone time. We got some massages, like beachside massages. So
we had to do those separately, obviously.
But yeah, it was just real chill. Like, I enjoyed myself. I was a little stressed at first about creating content and all of that. And, you know, I had a couple days where it was stressing me out. And then I just was like, okay, you know what? We're here. We're here. Whatever content I get. We decided not to post anything while we were there. Like, you know, we had vlogs to edit, but we just decided to take the whole week off. So those will
be
going
up here in the next, you know, the next week. So be on the lookout over on Gay Babe TV, our vlogging channel, if you don't know about that.
Yeah, check it out. So we did vlog some. So we've got some good vlogs from Jamaica. But we did have multiple days where we didn't vlog at all. So that was nice.
It was. It felt like a vacation.
It did.
And that was really, really nice. And you know, I think it's important to do that. Like, this, you know, for us, you know, we last year, I think we took a middle of the year break. Well, ended up being because I had COVID, but
yes, we did.
But the year prior, we had
implemented like a mid-year break right after my birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I think we kind of got away from that last year. We ended up taking the break because of COVID, but we had forgotten about it.
Yeah, it was in July anyway, so I guess it kind of, the timing was about the same. But this year, you know, we didn't plan it this year, but we were there, and she knew that I would love to be, you know, to not have to edit as well, and, you know, and not take that time away, and so, but it was good.
Yeah, it was great. And I mean, I Instagram storied. I still showed quite a bit of our trip. You know what I'm saying? I think I had a good balance of,
you did,
showing enough, but still like spending time off of my phone. And
She did a real good job.
So I'm working on it.
I told her, I was like, you're a very good creative. Like, you create things really well. But sometimes she's so creative that like she gets sucked into that creating space, you know, and I love that about her. But I'm like, you know, you have to figure out a good balance, and she did really good on this trip.
I feel like these past like couple of months, it's been a little bit more stressful for me because of all of the shifts on Instagram. By now, you guys have all heard, Instagram no longer wants to consider themselves a photo sharing app. They're all about video. So the constant pressure to create reels, and do I need to go live? Do we have an IGTV? Like, because a picture no longer suffices anymore. So it's like, I only have to worry about video for YouTube. Now it's like, oh, I have to worry about it for Instagram if I want to grow, or if I want to, you know what I'm saying? So it puts it's more pressure because it's like, I can't just snap a picture. I got to put something creative together. So it's been a little bit stressful for me just trying to figure that out. But then I also have to realize, like, I don't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where best practices, I get it. I am an influencer, but that doesn't mean that I have to do every single thing that, you know, they say you need to do. I'm just not posting 5 reels a week. I'm just not doing it. I'm so sorry.
I mean, you know, you think about, well, for Instagram or any other platform, they want people to be on there 24/7.
Right. Their goal is to take you off of,
regardless of what they say, of the whole being, you know, healthy social media consumption and all that bull crap. It's bull crap because they need people on their app sharing content so that they can continue to make money and thrive and grow. So the whole, all that mental health stuff that social media pushes,
I'm working on not letting that stress me out and just going with the flow. I capture what I capture, put it together how I put it together, and just, it is what it is. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
I tell her this. Because she's so good at creating content that her underthinking it is going to be better than my overthinking it. because she's just good at creating content. And I'm sure some of you would agree. She creates really good content. She just has to give herself that credit.
Yeah.
Sometimes she gets so, you know, hard on herself, like, oh, it's not good enough. It's not good enough.
Yeah. That's how much she really... Reels was so much fun when it was just Reels. Like, oh, the fun, entertaining thing to do. And now it's like, no, I have to do Reels to be seen. I have to do Reels to grow. I have to do Reels. And it's like, it became less of a, oh, let me throw some cool footage together, to now like, oh, it has to be perfect. So, I don't know. Is anybody else feel like that? That's a creator, if you're watching, or, you know, like, how do you feel about the shift in Instagram? Like, I get it. You have to evolve with the times, but it's been a little tough for me, if I'm honest.
So. But we had a great trip. I mean, it was just such a good trip. My tan is killer.
Everybody's tan is freaking amazing.
I confirmed that there is no melanin in my skin. Once again, I've confirmed it because I still get burned.
You still get burned.
And they just get bronzed.
Beautiful tan. I love my tan. Oh my gosh. And the babies.
The babies. Oh my goodness.
Their tans are always perfect.
Just, I mean, it's like this golden crisp.
Oh my goodness. It's just so cute.
It's just beautiful. Like, so much good time, you know, like so much fun we had. Like it was so relaxing, peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Dinners. We had dinners each night at different places. Good dinners.
Oh, we went on a catamaran cruise.
Yes.
We got to snorkel in the ocean. All the kids, like I got five of them, but all of us, like, were out in the ocean. Reagan did not want to snorkel. She was not about that life.
But she was swimming in the ocean.
We all had our life, you know, stuff on, our life vests on.
Chad jumped off the side of the catamaran.
Yes, he jumped off the side of a catamaran. We swam out to, like, a trampoline in the ocean. We did that. And then Chad climbed this big old, like, rock.
Jumped off of it.
Like, we just had a really good time.
In the ocean. I mean, he's just so fearless, man.
We are all just out here in the ocean. And Reagan was living her best life. She had so much
fun. She's like, this water's so salty. it was so funny.
Cute.
Man, we just had such a good time. That's what's important is those experiences. Like that's it, man. The experiences are what matter, you know. Mm-hmm. And for us, you know, capturing the content is, you know, part of our job, and it's important to us, you know, for sure. But the memories, mm-hmm. you know, is what matters, you know, in the long run.
It was a good feeling, and we were talking about how, you know, just blessed we are to be in an opportunity to take our children out of the country and take them, on these vacations, because we didn't get to do that growing up as a kid. We were talking about how, you know, we didn't really travel like that. We didn't really travel like that. If we did, you know, maybe a road trip here and there, but well, nobody going flying to Jamaica and...
Exactly.
Mexico and wherever, you know what I'm saying? So it was just a blessing really cool to be able to do that for the kids and, give them these experiences that they will remember. They'll remember, and if they don't, we got plenty of footage to remind them, okay?
Exactly. We'll remember. Yeah, because we'll have all those memories of back when mommy and daddy were cool.
Okay.
Okay.
You did this with mommy and daddy,
because we were cool. Okay.
Right.
But it was good. But, yeah, so that's it. We just wanted to kind of just give you, you know, kind of update on the trip we had kind of mentioned to you,
mm-hmm.
and how good it was, and how we're excited now to get ready for the big trip in August.
The anniversary trip.
We will be celebrating 10 years of marriage.
So excited about that.
And we will be in a new place that neither one of us have been, with no kiddos.
Crazy.
Trip. We're so excited.
So excited about it.
So more to come on that.
Thanks guys for, you know, listening and being here. We always appreciate your support. We would love it if you would take the time to rate and review this podcast if you enjoyed it. That would just help us to know what you guys enjoy, and also help for new people to discover us and become part of the family.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, relationship dilemmas, situationships, anything you would love to get our unprofessional opinion on,
we'll opinionize it.
Feel free to send us an email at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com with hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject, and we will tackle that. We have gotten a couple new ones, so shout out to you guys who have been sending them,
thank
and
you.
We will tackle them next week. So, whatever it is, send it on over, and
please,
we would love to, you know, give you our unprofessional opinion.
Exactly, that's about it. So you can follow us Twitter, Let's Make Out Pod, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Make our podcast. Yeah, so we appreciate you. And our kids are, this is why we're wrapping up, because the kiddos can't leave them alone too long.
Right. We'll talk to you guys next week at the right time. Same place, though.
That's right.
Bye, guys.
Deuces.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Accord or 2026 HR-V.
See dealer for financing details. Exclusive Civic Si and Type R.